It's unclear how businesses will cover compulsory leave for employees who have to go into isolation because someone they live with has coronavirus. Anyone who lives with a COVID-19 case but does not have the disease themselves must still remain in isolation for at least 10 days after the last case in their home is released from isolation. That's a total of 24 days. An employment lawyer is already warning that's unsustainable. Here's our political reporter, Annika Smith.
New rules introduced on Friday stipulate anyone who catches COVID-19 must isolate for at least 14 days. Everybody who lives with them must also isolate, but they have to stay there for 10 days after the last case has been released from isolation. This means household contacts will end up isolating longer than the original COVID case. Employment lawyer Barbara Bucket says it creates a real pickle.
It really is a compulsory leave situation, which may or may not comply with the sick leave requirements. And certainly 24 days is going to exhaust most people's sick leave.
It's estimated up to 350,000 people could be isolating at home at the peak of the Omicron outbreak. Some will be able to work from home, but many, such as those working in retail, hospitality or trades, won't. Ms. Bucket says it'll hurt both employees and employers.
Particularly small businesses, to sustain a small business like, as you said, hospitality, with a loss of, and we're not just talking possibly one employee, we're talking probably, you know, many, as people are saying, because it's sort of like a domino effect. And 24 days is not sustainable.
The government is providing some financial help. The leave support scheme, paid at the same rate as the wage subsidy, will support those not able to be at work because they have COVID-19, are isolating as a contact or awaiting test results. There's also a short-term absence payment for employees waiting at home for test results. But the Council of Trade Unions is worried some employees will go without. Its Economic and Policy Director, Craig Rennie, says the catch with the government support schemes is that the employer has to apply for them.
That creates real challenges because essentially employees are reliant upon their employers to fill out paperwork, to do some admin on their behalf. And when employers may well not actually get zero benefit themselves.
Mr. Rennie says workers living week to week, who may struggle to negotiate leave agreements or receive thinner pay packets, will be most vulnerable in the coming weeks and months. With a spate of mass absenteeism on the horizon, the Deputy Prime Minister, Grant Robertson, concedes it could be another difficult phase in the pandemic.
It is, I accept, a very high degree of uncertainty for those businesses at the moment. That's why we're just urging businesses, firstly, to make sure that their workers get boosted as quickly as possible. Secondly, to have those business continuity plans in place. And obviously, we're working with the essential ones around the test-to-work approach.
Mr. Robertson says the government is closely monitoring the economy as the country settles into the red traffic light system and has not ruled out introducing further targeted supports.